One of the oldest and most distinguished Spanish-language theaters in the U.S. is New York's Repertorio Español. It presents hundreds of performances every year. This year, it's celebrating its 50th anniversary with a world premiere by a Pulitzer Prize winner. Jeff London has more.
Repertorio Español performs in a converted Manhattan townhouse. It's tiny and kind of funky.
It started actually as a private house, and then they took the backyard and made it into the stage area.
Robert Federico, the company's executive producer, leads the way backstage.
So be very careful.
To rickety wooden stairs.
And now we've actually come up two flights to the dressing room area. This is where we store usually the small props in this hallway.
And the sets are designed to be stashed flush against walls on either side of the stage behind black curtains.
So let me show you a little bit more. As you can see, the scenery here is now for Coronel, with even a cage for the rooster.
The rooster is a co-star of El Coronel No Tiene Quien Le Escriba, based on a novella by Gabriel García Márquez.
Yeah, okay.
Repertorio Español was the brainchild of several exiled Cuban women who called themselves Las Artes. Their idea was to present classic Spanish plays in Spanish, says Robert Federico, who joined the company a few years later.
When we started in 1968, most of the actors and artists and audiences were exiles from dictatorships. At that time, Argentina, Chile, Uruguay, Cuba, the violence in Colombia. Over the years, it's become less so as democracy flourished in Latin America, and more economic exiles from the Dominican Republic and Mexico. And of course, there were always a huge community of Puerto Ricans here.
As the company and community evolved, so did the offerings. Repertorio has commissioned adaptations of Latin American novels and new plays.
I think Repertorio is a little gem in this city, in this country. The work that they're doing is very special.
Nilo Cruz has had three plays produced here and was asked to write a fourth, specifically for the 50th anniversary.
One of the things that fascinates me about Repertorio is what they're able to do with their space and how they're able to transform it. But I find that with all their projects, language is the most important thing.
Cruz's Anna in the Tropics made him the first Latino playwright to win the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 2003. It was produced on Broadway in English. Cruz translated it to Spanish for Repertorio.
Al mirarlo, Ana Karenina vio su bajeza tanto.
For non-Spanish-speaking audiences, the Repertorio provides simultaneous translations as text on a small screen on the back of the seats. The actors still come from all over the world, like Germán Jaramillo from Colombia. He plays the colonel opposite the rooster.
Any actor in the Hispanic world wants to come to work here because it's a great honor to be part of this company.
Another company member, Luis Carlos de la Lombana, was born in Spain.
We can be like a little embassy of the Latino reality, not only in New York, but in Latin America and South America, and that really transports you there. I mean, it's a great thing.
He's been a leading man at Repertorio for 10 years, starring in such plays as an adaptation of Gabriel García Márquez's Love in the Time of Cholera.
Fermina, Fermina Daza, oh, nombre encantador que desliza mis sueños.
More than a third of Repertorio Español's performances are for student audiences, part of the company's active education program. Again, Nilo Cruz.
How amazing that these young people are being introduced to Gabriel García Márquez, to Lorca. How wonderful that in this country and through this theater, the young people get to know some of the Spanish classics and some of the new work.
And their parents appreciate it, too. Members of a book club made up of parents from a local middle school come to the theater every year to see adaptations of novels they've read. This time, it was El Coronel.
We read the book, so when Repertorio decided to make the play, we said we have to be there.
And Angela Silverio said it was great.
You know, Repertorio always does a great job.
With or without live roosters. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.